Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Luke Bryan's record drops this week.
Friday.
Yesterday we talked about some strange products that are going along with the album drop.
One of these strange marketing items that comes along with the Luke Bryan record is something that I want to have for my boss, for our boss, but I don't want to drag you down with me. But I want one of these designed specifically for my boss. You can have your Luke Bryan one. I will have my boss
you've
one.
You've misunderstood the product, but we'll clear that up with Nashville Cat.
I don't understand how
the product doesn't
it.
Do what you think it does.
It should.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, I would like to change it to do what I think it does
head
and have
over
it with
to
my boss.
The tannery and get a patent and start inventing your own album accompaniment items, and then you can do whatever you want.
Are you sure I'm not right about
this?
I'm
positive. Yes. Huh. Have you ever been to a Yankee Candle store? If so... Speak now.
Okay, no. What's wait.
That's
wait.
All you need to know. Nashville Cat will tell us about it.
There's a store called Yankee Candle.
Yes, there's one at Fairview. Fairway. What's the damn mall
Fairview
called?
Fairview Mall. Shut the front door. It's all you have in there are candles.
Correct.
Campbell and Farwell Confessional.
Yes, please.
Hollywood. I have been to a Yankee Candle
store.
Wait
store.
A minute. What is it? I don't understand.
It's
why
a
is
a candle store?
What
sells
don't you understand?
Candles. This is not hard.
But all it sells is candles, and it's called Yankee Candle. Are these some kind of special candles?
Yes.
Correct.
Why?
Because some
them
of them have three wicks, and they have various scents. You can put light a candle on and turn your home into the beach.
I don't want to know
laundry,
that this is a thing. There's a store
black
devoted
cherry,
exclusively to candles.
Cherry.
When I want a candle, I go over to Home Hardware on Park Street, and I buy a candle.
No, you don't. You've
I can't remember the last time I bought a candle,
life.
To be honest.
Exactly.
I don't want to live in a world where a candle store exists.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't need to worry about it because you are nowhere near the target demo, nor would they ever expect you to waltz yourself after a hockey game into Yankee Candle and drop down a 20.
The jerk store called. They're out of you. That's a Seinfeld reference,
I know,
Jennifer.
Thank you.
I'm not going to go to the Yankee Candle store. Sorry, well, Yankee Candle people.
You don't need to. You're not
goodness.
Anywhere in their demo.
Neither am I. I somehow made my way in. I'm sure Marnie was with me.
I'm sure she was.
So too. There's a lot of women in the Yankee Candle store?
Tons of women.
So it is a target-rich environment then.
Yes.
I thought you'd like it. It's a place to meet women.
Maybe I should start going to the Yankee Candle
Maybe
store.
Maybe you should.
I got some ideas for the Yankee Candle people.
Like the inside of a hockey bag scent, perhaps? Maybe if they wanted to be less Yankee and more Canadian, they would have the inside of a hockey glove or bag scent.
That's a
great smell right there.
Quintessential Canadiana right there. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the ideas we'll give to the... I can't believe there's a store exclusively for candles. I truly cannot believe this. Honestly.
Really?
What's next?
I don't know. A store entirely for golf? Because that astounds the crap right out of me. How many golf balls do y'all need?
Really?
The store for the golf is like 7,000 square feet.
I know. It's
at
so big they call it a town.
The store for the candles is like a little tiny little section.
Well, that's because it's supposed to be a section in a much larger store. I can't understand this. For the life of me, I cannot understand.
Well, if we
this.
Haven't exposed it already, it's a Luke Bryan candle, and but Nashville Cat will tell us more about the smell.
Is it
of that
real
candle.
Though? It looked photoshopped
it's
to me.
Real.
It's real.
Can y'all trust me on this?
Okay, all right.
When
I
it comes
trust
to three wick candles and Luke Bryan, I got it. I've done the research.
See,
it's done.
And I thought the great part of it would be when you light the wick. And the candle begins to burn, his face begins to melt off the candle,
Do
which is why I thought we should have one for the boss.
The only people...
I want the boss's face to melt.
The only people who want Luke Bryan's face to melt off things are the husbands and boyfriends of the women who bought the Luke Bryan candle to stick it on their face and smell Luke Bryan all the live long day. Who's going to buy a candle where Luke Bryan's face melts?
Well,
nobody.
I didn't understand it. I'm just learning that there's a candle store. And why don't they just call it the candle store then?
Yankee Candle. Can you invite Yankee Doodle over here in for a little bit of a visit?
I ain't coming to a visit to your candle store.
It's Target Rich. You told me you're in there looking for a date. So, as soon as the mall opens today.
What's it going to smell like?
First woman I see at Yankee Candle. Ding, ding. Lucky you. You get some Farwell in your life.
What's it going to smell like? Is that what Nashville Cat
Heaven?
Knows?
Heaven. Oh, the Yankee Candle store or the Luke Bryan?
The Luke Bryan candle.
If it's the Luke Bryan candle, I would imagine it smells like fantasies and sweat, maybe. Oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's too early. You just go to Yankee Candle and leave me here with my Luke Bryan candle.
All right.
Tight pants. What do tight pants smell like? That's what it smells. Gyrating. The smell of gyration in the morning. That's what it smells like.
This is getting out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.